This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Colorado raft maker has noticed recent challenges exporting products. Thor Tingey is CEO of Alpaca Rafts, which manufactures inflatable pack rafts in Mancos. Tingey says they're selling internationally despite ongoing trade wars, but new policies have created an administrative headache.
The bigger factor that we're seeing is on the custom side of things. We are already seeing shipments requiring a ton more documentation.
Tingey says they've been asked for more proof as to what tariff codes they're using when mailing products. Alpaca Rafts source more than 90% of their components from within the United States. It's official. Denver will spend $70 million to bring a professional women's soccer stadium to the city. Denverite's Paolo Shulceta has more.
City Council voted 11-1 Monday night to approve the deal. It requires the city to purchase land near I-25 for the proposed stadium and build several public improvements in the area. While a majority of City Council voted for the deal, many council members were worried about devoting city dollars to the project. Here's Councilmember Paul Cashman.
We're at a time where we know that sales tax revenue is going down. We know that it's going to be a tight budget year, but we don't know that number yet.
The council will have various opportunities to revisit its decision. Several steps in the construction process, as well as officially appropriating the $70 million it has promised, will require future votes. I'm Paolo Shulceta, Denverite.
It's 6:06. This is CPR News.